What's up, everybody? Welcome to Greg Way, live from the set of, well, it was PS I Love You, and it was Remember Blank, but now it's Games Daily, because Barrett's in the middle of flipping it, because he's awesome, and he's doing his job over there, getting us ready for Mario. He flipped me off, because he was not happy about me talking shit about Destroy All Humans. He likes probing things. I'm going to give you your Greg Way here, see what's up and what's going on. I'm going to pull from the old questions over on patreon.com/kindoffunny over there. Jared Meyer wrote in. And of course said missed me, thank you so much, and says this: so what do you think your relationship with gaming would be like if it wasn't your job to play them? If you had a normal 40-hour-a-week job and the demands of your family, do you think gaming would still be as big a part of your life? Well, Jared, the short answer, of course, is no, it wouldn't be as big a part of my life, right? Because if I had 40 hours a week doing work of something else, I wouldn't be able to game the way I game right now, which is gaming at work, you know, especially coming, I'm proud of myself, sounds weird, but I guess I'm proud so far, with the last 10 days notwithstanding, of my ability to budget gaming into my time here at Kinda Funny. You know, one of the big problems or downsides, or I guess discrepancies with the job, right, is the idea that the longer you're usually at a place, and I shouldn't speak out of turn. The longer I was at IGN, the more responsibility I got at IGN was then the less gaming I did at IGN. You know, when you go back and if you could get in the time machine and go back to IGN 2007 and swing by my desk, you would see me sitting there with my PS2, my PS3, and my PSP playing games during work hours, where it would literally be, cool, I have no meetings today. It's me sitting here and I'm going to play for a few hours at my desk. Then I'm going to go play at the capture station. Then I'm going to, you know, get back to do this, write something, write a news article if Dunham needs it, yada, yada, yada. And then the longer you're at IGN, you know, you start managing people or you start doing other things and suddenly it is meetings and it is doing stuff and it is podcasts. It is multiple podcasts. It's videos. It's all these things. And, you know, suddenly it did become, this is where people worry about crunch. The idea that, you know, you're going home and, cool, I didn't get to play at all at work today, so now I'm going to go home and I'm going to play from 5:30 after I eat something all the way till, you know, 2 in the morning to do something. And then the weekends, there'd be plenty of weekends where it was like, oh, I'd love to go out, but I'm going to have to sit here and play this because we just got this and there's an embargo coming up. And that still happens, obviously. But with 2023 so far, there's been a lot of me going into the calendar and blocking out, like, I'm playing Wild Hearts here, I'm playing this here, I'm playing, you know, whatever I need to play, and actually have the time here to do it because, of course, I don't have the same freewheeling lifestyle I used to have. You know, it is very much that I'm going to finish this, get it to Cool Greg, get in the car, drop Barrett off, go pick up a prescription, get dinner, come home with that, then get Ben in the tub because Jen will have already fed Ben and taken care of Ben, and then we'll get Ben put down. And then, you know, it'll be time to hang out with Jen for a little bit, and then I probably am still incredibly exhausted from the last 10 days. And I will go to bed early, but if it wasn't, then I would get time to play, what, at 9:30, 10 o'clock, and then it's how much can I get out before midnight, which I usually give myself as a bedtime. And so, you know, that doesn't leave much time to game. So even if you were to then take your question and say, all right, I'm still a reporter, you know, I went that way and I work at a magazine that isn't gaming, or I still work at a newspaper if they still exist, you figure I would do that for 40 hours and come home and take care of Ben, take care of Jen, and then it would be, if I have it in the tank, 2 hours of games, 3 hours of games, right? And that would inevitably mean, like, you know, to your question, do I think gaming would still be a bigger part of my life? No, it just couldn't be, because I wouldn't be able to play as much as I play. That's not even, you know, taking into account how much gaming costs, how much, you know, I burn through games right now that I get for free, and how much I can taste everything and do everything and play every PlayStation VR game to some degree and, you know, have an opinion about it. There'd be those regulations and stipulations too, and I think it would affect me in a way it affects most of you guys and gals, where it would be, all right, cool, I'm buying games and the backlog's insane, but I'm still not buying everything I play for work now or touch for work now, right? It would be very specific stuff that I'd buy. And I've often, you know, joked about it, but I do think there would be a, you know, a great time period of my life, even maybe to this day, where I would be obsessed with something that's still like DC Universe Online. Where I joked around in the old days on Podcast Beyond about it, where if I didn't have the job that I had, I could totally see myself just playing that game, living in that game, the same way so many people do with Destiny or any other live service games. I think I could see that being a thing for me, where it's like, all right, cool, I want to, I have, you know, I see it now, where, you know, I have limited bandwidth and brain power at the end of the day. So I, you know, rather than start something new, it is go back to something that I've been working on or been playing in before, where it's like comfort food. And I would definitely see that being a viable option for whatever would be happening with a life outside of playing and living games, stuff like that. You know, I would still probably, I would think, be reading IGN and watching reviews and listening to podcasts if I had a commute and stuff like that. Like, I would still be paying attention to it. Like, I don't think my love for gaming as a hobby and my number one entertainment source wouldn't go away. I just think the knowledge base, because of the lack of time, would, in terms of being able to play everything, keep up with everything, and do everything, and have my own opinion on it, which I don't think you would need on the outside as a consumer. It would just be more me, man, what am I into? What game sounds like my thing? What, I'm about to finish this game, where do I go? And it'd be interesting too, you know, worrying about the money side of it. You know, when I was a college student, when I was a high school student, I was buying games. It was, you know, buy, play, trade, buy, play, trade. Like, I had to use games. I had to, you know, go back and turn my stuff in because I was trying to play so much. And again, that was a different time in my life where I had way more free time. So what it would look like now as a dad, as a husband, that, you know, I don't know, but it'd be interesting. But I honestly think it would be, I would buy far fewer games. I would still play the same kind of games. You know me, the single player open world stuff. I'd still be playing stuff like God of War. I'd still be platinuming. I'd probably be more inclined. I probably would have platinumed Horizon by now, right? Because I wouldn't have moved on to the next 15 fucking reviews that came after that. Same thing with God of War. I think you see that. I think you see me taking less chances. I don't know if I would have found something like Octopath. Would that have spoken to me in a way that I wanted to take the risk and the gamble on? You know, there's a good argument for maybe I'd be a more of an Xbox person too with Game Pass nowadays, right? Where that'd be such a value add for me of being able to go through and play different things and see stuff that way. It's a fascinating question, Jared. Honestly, I'm, of course, happy I don't live in that universe. I love my life, every second of it, even the bad times, and what you guys let me do and what you allow me to be. And I love being able to play as many games as I do and talk about as many games as I can and have an opinion on just about everything. So thank you for this life, as always. But I think gaming would still mean as much to me, but I don't think it would be as big a part of my life because, of course, I'd have a job doing other stuff. But yeah. What do you think? And what are your questions? Let me know, of course, patreon.com/kindoffunny. Paul Smith, you have a couple on here too. And one of them is, I've posted this a couple of times. I don't know how far back you read, but I'm curious. If I ignore the question, it's because it didn't speak to me or I didn't have anything. Because you ask, like, what retro games did you always want to beat, but you just couldn't? I really don't have a great answer to that. I guess I've never beaten Ghostbusters on the Sega Master System because I was a kid. But it's not like that sound like I'm like, oh man, I got to get back to that. And then you also ask, what podcast do you turn to for wrestling? I don't really listen to wrestling podcasts, so I'd be down to hear what you think I should listen to wrestling podcasts. I've listened to a Jericho or a Taz here and there, but there's nothing I consistently get into. So let me know, Paul, in the comments on patreon.com/kindoffunny. Until next time, ladies and gentlemen, it's been my pleasure to serve you.